It's the review on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 3, Southampton 1, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers in the Anfield Wrap studio for the first time since Liverpool 4, Southampton 1, February 2020.
Amazing.
See you this time next year when we next beat them. If they're in the league, maybe it'll have to be a cup game.
Incredible. We just come in and said no Zoom links. How amazing. But to review the game, I've got Neil and Sean with me. Sean, coming into it, no Kanate, no Henderson, no Jones. Still a bit sketchy around some of the reasons why. But they will have probably had a bit of a concern about the right side in particular and the lack of options from the bench.
Yes, especially the bench. I mean, I know everyone rightly is very excited about Ben Doak being on the bench, but realistically we shouldn't be in a situation where we're going into a must-win home game and there's bordering on a necessity to have him on there. In terms of the side and the setup, you look at where I think in an ideal world he'd probably have wanted to go very similar to something against Tottenham, maybe Henderson in for Elliott and have Henderson. Then you can have Elliott as one of your more attacking options on off the bench. Then, in terms of Southampton, obviously really interesting in terms of what their manager would look to do. Not so much, I think, in terms of selection, and maybe not even in terms of what he might do with his shape. I think it was more in terms of do they come and shut up shop and not get a hide in when it's your first official game, or does he try and say, no, we're going to start with a style that I think is going to keep us up. We're going to start with a way of playing that I want to do, you know, away at Aston Villa, that I want to do at home to Everton, as an example, and to try and go in with a bit of enthusiasm. And I think he goes very much with the latter. And I think for Liverpool, with Gomez going in for Konate, with Elliott on that side as well, and also with their approach, which was very Newcastle-esque at the start in terms of like Newcastle's use of Joe Linton to use big diagonal long balls, try and target Gomez, Trent in that area, pick up the bits. They were very aggressive from the off. And I don't know how it comes across on TV, but I was saying to you before, like I was remarkably amazed at how enormous Southampton are.
Yeah,
and just how strong and big they were all over the pitch.